to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on ACNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 on August the 9th, and we are out on Lake Shasta.
Where
good morning,
we?
Honey. We're out on Lake Shasta in a houseboat from Holiday Harbor Marina.
And we have the gang here this morning. That's right.
Here.
We're in a beautiful boat. We docked about, 40 minutes ago, and we're here almost. Well, we came left out of Holiday Harbor. We're close to, I think, the Bridge Bay area. We just wanted to let you all know that, it's a great experience. The lake is looking great. It's currently, 63 degrees, and, it's gonna be about 91 today. What a great time. And here's the beautiful thing. We love that because, you know, Holiday Harbor is owned locally, the boats are made locally, and we hear that there's really great reservations, with the boats that are, you know, pretty booked up. So, you know, we're all about supporting local businesses, and here we are. I can't believe it's my first time on a houseboat.
Well, here we are, and we're out here in the lake, but let's start with our Wells Fargo advisor giving us our market minute. Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 15,479. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,698, and the NASDAQ is -1 at 3,667. Active stocks today include BlackBerry Limited up 54 cents at $9.77 and Facebook down 47 cents at $38.07. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 1 cent at $22.20 and Pepsi is down 13 cents at $84.55. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.66%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.39 at $104.79. Gold is down $1.20 at $1,308.70. And silver is up 8 cents at $20.27. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here in KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, their offices. You need help getting through Wall Street because, you know, there's a lot of predictions about what's going to happen to Wall Street, especially with the announcements that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to be President Obama wants to shut those down and put it back into private. So you need some experts, and our Wells Fargo advisors are the ones that can do that. Oh, so here we are. Like I said, we're out here from Holiday Harbor. We're in a houseboat. And if you go over the I-5 bridge down here, you could see us out in the channel here as we are broadcasting from the lake in a houseboat. And you know what? I've never been on a houseboat before, and it is absolutely fabulous.
Really fun. And we're going to be out here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come by and see us too. We'll take you for a ride. Carl, before we take our break, we've got all kinds of headlines. We also have our pet of the week. We always want to remember that we love, what Haven Humane's doing. Spencer's going to be, coming back with a special, border collie by the name of Bruno Mars. Love that. So let's take a break.
We'll
be right back here. KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize draws. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river. Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials, and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire, Free Fire Radio.
Wait a minute. Wait a little more of that song.
Now, welcome back. It is 7:12 in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day, even though that, you know, out here on the lake, it's always beautiful. Out here at Holiday Harbor, we're out here on a houseboat from, our friends down here at Holiday Harbor. And I tell you, you know what? The first time we've been on a houseboat, and I have to say that I am really impressed here. It rides so well, and it, you know, it's like you're sitting in the, I've lived in worse places than this houseboat. Trust me, I've lived in worse places than this houseboat.
We've lived in, Shasta County, going on 7 years now. And, this is the first time really to, we took a test drive actually, but this is the first time that, you know, we're really going to spend, elongated hours.
Yeah, we're going to be out
is
here
that a good word?
Today.
Yeah, elongated.
Well, yeah. You know, you can give Holiday Harbor a call at 530-238-2383 or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. But, you know, this is a great place. Now, Friday is one of our favorite days of the week for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is Spencer is here on the boat with us with his dog. Is that right, Spencer?
Good morning.
Okay, maybe you're not here on the boat with us with the dog, but you would be, right?
I'm wishing I was.
Because your dog, from what I understand, has got a great name, would be fine on this boat.
Yes, he would. I brought Bruno Mars with me this morning.
In concert.
Tell us about Bruno.
Bruno is, we have him as a border collie mix. He's about a year old. He's definitely a mix. He's almost like a miniature border collie. He looks just like a purebred border collie, except for about he's half the size.
Wow.
He's a really cool dog, real calm and mellow. He's been great all morning, happy to meet everybody. He's a little bit on the shy side, so he takes a little bit of time for him to get warmed up to people, but great dog. He is participating in our Camp Love a Pet program, which means for the next 2 weeks, he's going to be trained. which means he is still up for adoption. However, he couldn't go home until the 17th. That's when camp graduates, and he'll be all done with all of his training and know all of his basic commands by then.
And where do we get Bruno Mars?
You'd come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road. Oh, you asked where we got him from.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's okay. I mean, either one, because we're going to get to that part too. Yeah. But usually you have a little story about where you find your pups.
Yeah. You know, this dog, he came in. One of our officers actually found him out running around the streets about 3 weeks ago. And unfortunately, his people never came looking for him, which is amazing because it's a great dog. Super calm and mellow. You can tell someone spent a lot of time on training him. I mean, he knows how to walk great on a leash, knows his basic commands. He's definitely had someone that cared for him in the past. It's just sad to see that no one came looking for him.
Wow, that's a shame. It seems funny that people wouldn't come out and try and find their puppy.
He wasn't chipped when you got him. Otherwise, you'd be able. That's the whole key that we're trying to teach people is to chip your dogs, because this is a perfect example of somebody lost their dog. He'll find a good home, I'm sure.
Yeah, if he would have been chipped when he came in, we could have picked up the phone and called the owner right away. But the good thing is when he goes into his new home, he is now chipped. So he won't have that problem again.
Okay, now how can people come down and see Bruno Mars? they don't have to buy a ticket, do they?
No, they don't. He's not that famous yet. They could come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay, great. You know, Spencer, we're so glad to be able to help Haven Humane with this, because what you all are doing and taking care of the animals and all the work you all do is just extraordinary. And anything we can do to help, and we're doing pretty good, all of us, with getting all of our Pet of the Week adopted, aren't we?
Yes, we have. Every single Pet of the Week has been adopted so far. The last one that I brought with me, Target. I don't know if you remember Target. I do.
Target is the one that played a little bit rough with you.
Yes, she did. She was actually returned, so she is back up for adoption. She's the Bull Terrier. She was adopted as soon as I got back to the shelter, and the people said that she was just a little bit too energetic for them.
Well, you know, you could tell that. We tried to, you know, and because she was energetic. She's strong, and she liked to play, and she's 50 pounds.
Yes.
But you know what? Target's gonna find a home. That dog is so cute, and somebody had a little bit of room in her backyard so she can run around. It'd be a great form.
Yeah, and the good thing about her too is when she did come back, she was also chosen for our Camp Love a Pet. So she's getting that much needed training that she needed to help her calm down a little bit.
Help her calm down. Absolutely. That'll be great.
Spencer, let's keep our 100% going here. And everybody go down and take a look at Bruno Mars. And like I said, you know, frankly, can Bruno sing?
A little bit.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
And is there a way that we can see, for those who are listening right now and that are looking, can they go to find a picture?
They could go to havenhumane.org, and we should have a picture on there as of right now. As soon as I get back to the shelter, I'm going to email you guys the picture, and they can go onto your website too and view it.
That's absolutely true. We put it on our website, and so you can take a look at the dogs. But this Bruno Mars sounds super. Okay, Spencer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, it's 7:18 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, because we've got a lot of things going on here for over the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking a lot. Things are happening in Washington. We're talking, you know, I want to give a bit of a rant about what's happening with Obamacare and our elected representatives. I want to talk about that. Plus, we've got a number of other things.
We also are going to be discussing the growing number of restaurants that are banning kids during evening dinner hours. How do you feel about that? And we are going to have our fire weather specialist, Brenda Belongi, talking about what's happening with the North State and with fires. Currently 63 degrees, 91 will be our highs today with a chance of rain, 30% chance of rain. So we're seeing scattered clouds where we are here in the beautiful on Lake Shasta here with our Holiday Harbor boat. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to take a break right now. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 on here in our Free Fire Radio show, 722 in the morning, and we're out on Lake Shasta. That's right. We are out here in a houseboat. Yeah. We're out here in a houseboat. We're having a mini staycation here with Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or visit their website at lakeshasta.com. And you know what? We're having a great time here. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's outstanding coffee. The baristas are so nice, and they treat everybody so well. Of course, go next door for the lowest tobacco prices in town and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, when we left, Linda, you were talking about kids being banned from restaurants. What's the story behind this?
Well, evidently, in one of the something in the came out today that I really caught my eye was there are a growing number of restaurants that are banning kids during evening dinner hours after 7 p.m. Seems to be a growing trend. And, you know, I have to say, you know, and I don't know, how do you feel about that, Carl?
Well, you know, I've had two schools of thought on this. I mean, I've gone to really nice restaurants, and you've ordered a meal, and there's a certain ambiance that you would like to have. You've had a tough day at
okay,
and if the kids, you know, if the kids are behaved, it's one thing. But if, you know, they're under, you know, they're under.
Okay, we're on Skype here. Connection interrupted momentarily.
I have a, you know what? That they are now infringing on my right to have a nice, quiet dinner.
And I think that's true. And I just have to say, you know, you and I traveled a lot of places in our lives. And I don't know if it's, you know, am I being, you know, it's been a while since I've been to Europe, but I think kids, in Europe, especially like, you know, France and Italy and countries like that, that you're in the kids start going to dinner and you have a different kind of manner or different dinner manners at a very young age. I don't remember having the McDonald mentality or the Chuck E. Cheese mentality ever in Europe. And it was always surprising. They were dressed. They had table manners. And I'm kind of feel like some parents look at restaurants today as if it's a babysitter. They look the other way, have a conversation with their friends while their kids are under the table, crackers everywhere, food everywhere, and it's actually disgusting.
Well,
makes me feel like it's trashy.
But the part that you said, which is important, is training. Like our media man and our head of our sales, Santos and Jennifer. Their three sons are, I think, you know, they're all under the age of, what, 10, Santos, or 8? All under the age of 8. And yet, when we go out, they're very well behaved, you know, so a lot of this is training. And that's what people on the other side are saying. They say, hey, wait a minute, if the kids are well behaved, why can't they go into a nice restaurant? And that's the other side of the question. If they're well behaved, why shouldn't, Santos and Jennifer be able to go into a nice restaurant and have a great meal, and their kids are, you know, scrubbed and dressed, you know, the way they are all the time. And they then are, they're now being ostracized from a restaurant.
Well, they can evidently, but it would have to be before the 7 p.m. hour. So they could go to dinner at 6 o'clock and with children under 8. And I think what we're going to see is more, it's going to be trending towards that. And I hope that the next thing on the agenda is that once you, it's like a movie theater. Once you get into the restaurant, your cell phones go on buzz and or whatever you want to call it. What is it called? Vibration. And then when you get a call, you leave the restaurant. I mean, you're practicing that now, where if you get a call, you go outside because
And there's a reason for that, because we've been places where we now are part of their conversation because they are talking loud. They're intruding on your side again. So that whole thing is, something that has to be, it's a case by case basis, unfortunately. And what it's going to do sometimes, I think, is it's going. Think about what's happening with the fires around here in the north.
All right, we've hit another dead spot there on the lake, apparently. We'll get Carl and Linda restored momentarily here on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR. Again, Carl and Linda broadcasting live from a houseboat on Shasta Lake. 7:28 right now. Apparently we have hit more than just an intermittent dead spot, but we'll have... our business report from Fox coming up in just a moment here on AM 1460. And we've
got you, Bob.
Okay. Well, you're back.
Okay. We turned the boat, I think we lost the signal for a second, but we're back. What was the last thing you heard? And how much time do we have left down there in the studio? You have 1 minute?
1 minute.
Okay. Can you finish up in 30 seconds, Brenda? Of course we can always come back. Okay. We've Brenda Belange is with us. We're out on a houseboat on Lake Shasta. And are we having a great time?
We're having a great time. And when we come back, we've got our fire weather specialist, Brenda Belange, who is telling us about where the fires are and what's happening and for what we need to be looking out for with this fire weather that's happening at this point. I know that it's pretty severe. But right now, let's take an early break right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Okay.
How much time do we have left to kill here?
So sometimes you can't take an early break.
All in the pot, Casey. Yeah, we can't take an early break on this.
Oh, we can't.
No, we got the news on this one. Any other time we can take an early break.
We were just going to be flexible today.
You know, you're out here driving the boat and everything. So come on. Anyway, hey, we'll be back right after the news. We've got a lot of things to talk about. What's happening with Obamacare in D.C.? How come they're getting better care than we are? Let's talk about, is $1 million a day too much?
To settle an investor lawsuit accusing the Swiss bank of misleading them about the financial condition of Lehman Brothers. UBS sold nearly $1 billion of Lehman structured notes in 2007 and 2008, then filed for bankruptcy on September 15th of 2008. Meanwhile, Boeing and Asiana Airlines are being sued for negligence by three families over the deadly San Francisco crash of Asiana Flight 214. Three people died and more than 180 people were injured when the July 6th flight crashed while landing at San Francisco Airport. And there's more proof of both a tech rebound and a housing recovery. Over the time period covering the last 4 months, the price of the average single-family home in Silicon Valley has been $1 million. According to MLS, the last time the average house in California's Santa Clara County cost $1 million was back in April of 2007, just before the housing crash. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindabad. If we sound just a little bit like we're a little bit, you know, further away, which we probably don't, but we're out here on Lake Shasta in a houseboat from our friends, provided by our friends from Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. I don't know anybody else that's had a live radio show coming from the middle of Lake Shasta, but here we are, Linda.
And isn't it exciting? We have our gang around us. We've got our fire weather expert that we're going to get to in a minute, and Bob at the helm, and Jess Bob, and Santos. Well, Bob is at the recording helm, and Santos is literally at the helm. He's our captain. This person's show is brought to you by Redding Windshield, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go see Jeff. He can guarantee that those chips and cracks that other shops don't dare offer, up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call, 241-8373. Now, should we talk about getting back with our fire weather expert, Brenda Belongi? Before we took our break, you were talking about hazards.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Linda. I'm not sure where we dropped off, so I'll start over again here in Klamath National Forest. Western Siskiyou County is where most of our action regionally is. The Salmon River Complex, which has two larger fires, and it is now up to a total of about 9,000 acres and only 16% contained. So a lot of areas between Forks of the Salmon and Sawyer's Bar, if you're familiar with that part of the country, are
Shouldn't
affected.
We be seeing smoke here, Brenda?
We did this morning. We do have quite a bit of smoke this morning. Just to the west of the Salmon River Complex, which is, it's still in Siskiyou County, but it's on the Six Rivers National Forest, is the Butler Fire at about 6,300 acres and only about 8% contained. And if you've ever been in that part of the world, it's very steep, very rugged terrain, and firefighters, when they hear, oh, there's a fire on the Salmon River, they go, oh, you know, there's a collective groan, because it's a knee and ankle killer type country. Very difficult to fight fire in that area, so, you know, it's ongoing. If you look out the window this morning, there's a lot of beautiful clouds this morning, at least from my eye. And we're anticipating more thunderstorms today. There is actually a red flag warning up for much of the north state, the very northern part of the state, for more lightning today.
Is there a percentage of, and I'm just asking this off the cuff, not to put you on the spot, like, for instance, when thunderstorms happen, is there a percentage that happens when the thunderstorms happen, excuse me, let me try to get clear here, of how many fires began through thunderstorm activity?
And that's a really great question. What we call that an ignition efficiency, in other words, what percentage of the lightning strikes actually cause fires, and that is so environmentally dependent on what the fuel's conditions are and the weather that follows the thunderstorms and that sort of thing. But let's put this in perspective. Probably a lot of your listeners remember 2008 solstice.
Oh, we remember.
The lightning bust that we had go through here, that was about between 23 and 25% ignition efficiency, meaning that percentage of lightning strikes started fires, and that is extremely high. So that's about as bad as it gets. On the low end, a lot of it depends on how much rain comes with the thunderstorms. Today, they should have a lot more rain with them than we've seen in the past few days. And today's probably one of our most active days. It'll start to taper off after today.
Great. Okay, Brenda Belongi, thank you so much for that update on this, because the fires around here, it's going to be a continuous fire season unless we get a lot more rain. Is that right?
Just getting into the core of it. Traditionally, you know, climatologically, August and early September are our busiest seasons.
Now, okay. That fire that happened in 2008, wasn't that in August?
No, that was
June.
Around
those are June, weren't
June,
they?
Right.
Oh,
we were coming back from, I remember, because we were coming back from our nephew's wedding, and we came back and all we could see was smoke, because we flew into Sacramento, because we didn't have and we drove back, and it was smoke everywhere. And then we started hearing about it. 8,000 fires or something like this in California were going.
It was on the summer solstice. Yep. Quite memorable. And we don't have anything like that today.
Well, great. Hey, thanks a lot, Brenda. Brenda Blanchy is giving us our, fire update, our expert from there. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Wall of Remembrance, this great memorial, it's a traveling wall, is here in town. They're going to have the opening ceremonies today, at 9 o'clock. Out at Big League Dreams. It's the Gulf War and Terrorism Wall of Remembrance. We say Gulf War because it starts with, it has the people from Beirut on who've lost their lives. Their names are on the wall, and then you go around to the other side of the wall and they have photos and stories and a different types of memorials there. But opening ceremonies is at 9 o'clock today out of Big League Dreams. But I really want to impress that at 8:30 tonight, there's going to be a candlelight vigil for Specialist Burley from Red Bluff, grew up in Red Bluff, that it was killed in action in Afghanistan. Now, he's going to be coming home on Monday, but he's going to be coming to Sacramento. They're going to have his services in, I believe, Auburn, down in that area, and not here.
We'll be there this evening.
We're going to be there this evening. And I encourage people to come out. It's free to get in. To bring your kids. It's going to be a great service at tonight at 8:30. But it's open today at 9 o'clock. That's when they open the ceremonies. It's going to be here from today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So I urge everybody, go out to Big League Dreams and take a look at this. And this is being put on by our AmVets, post number 4, of course, is sponsored by, Senator Mauricio Hanison, Mojo AmVets post 4. Hey, we gotta take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about what makes Congress different than the rest of us. Oh, Obamacare. We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460, on the lake.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Great bump music, Bob. Hey, wait, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We are not in the studios, Carl and Linda Bott. We are not in the studio. We are out on Lake Shasta right now on a beautiful houseboat provided by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, and it's great out here.
Hey, Bob, are we coming through?
You are coming through.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, if you're looking for any type of Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, or Ford, Redding Crown Motors is a place to go. There's your neighbors giving you great deals on great vehicles there, whether new or previously owned, and their service department is just outstanding. I can't say enough about that. I had to take my Ford down there, my Ford truck down there all the time. Or not all the time, but when it needs it, that's where I go. 223-2177 or go see them at 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, I've been talking about this for a few minutes, and I want to get into this. You know, the other day, Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa, was on our show, and I talked about, well, you know, the Senate and Congress have to, you know, they have to take Obamacare too. And this was early in the morning on Friday, and Doug said, "Well, absolutely." They do. And if you're going to be in it, we're, our guys are going to be in it too, just like you are. Well, unbeknownst to Congressman LaMalfa, at that time, Pelosi and a few others and some Republicans, obviously, were working out a deal with the Obama administration, you know, and so this is what a Senator Dan, David Vitter from Louisiana was saying. A specific provision of Obamacare says that all members of Congress and their staffs have to procure their health care coverage on the Obamacare exchange, just like millions of other Americans. So what's happened to that? When they heard that, what happened? Well, the complaints came screaming through saying that, oh, we're going to lose our staffers. It's a brain drain. It's all of this. It's going to be increased expenses. They're going to quit. Well, you know, frankly, if they're going to quit their job that pays them $100,000 a year because they have to pay some, maybe, you know, some more in their health care. So what? $100,000 a year. Anyway, the new administration rule fixes how much money ensures that they were going to have to do that. Well, under this new deal, the administration rule ensures that a huge special taxpayer-funded subsidy will follow the ruling class of in Washington, D.C., working in the Congress and the Senate, to the Obamacare exchange. And they will pay for it. We are going to pay for it with our taxes. It's the fact is now they've made a clear statement that, hey, you may be in Obamacare, but we're going to give $5,000 to an individual or $10,000 to a family under the new rules. And it's for Congress only, my friends. Congress only. You know, that's the kind of thing that and the worst part about it is the representatives and the senators can pick who should be in that and who's exempt from the Obamacare exchange. Now, when you think about this, that's the basic stuff on it. When you think about this, you think about how bad this is. How they've just said is that you people are going to have to be on the Obamacare exchange. If you make this much money, you're not going to be helped out. But they are exempting themselves. If this doesn't torque your jaws, then nothing should. We are having Obamacare forced down our throats. And yet they, in Washington, D.C., are going to get these subsidies and special treatment where we aren't. And if you can't see something wrong with it, I'm talking about, you know what, and I'm talking about all my friends here, that whether you are a Democrat, a Republican, a liberal, or a conservative, this ought to make you mad enough to call your representative and say, I don't want you to take that money. I want your people to have the same type of Obamacare exchange insurance that I've got, that I'm being forced into, that I'm being forced into giving to my employees. You need to go back and tell your people this. This is wrong. you know, to do this, to exempt them and to give them special payments. This is absolutely wrong. And I don't see why we, our people, our representatives and our senators aren't standing up and saying something about this. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and we come back. We've got a lot of things on.
When we come back, I want to tell you about a couple of men who wore loincloths made of bark. And how many years did they live in a treehouse by themselves in the wild? It's true. We'll tell you about it when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channel simply costs less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Mesquite Barbecue and Catering Service. On-site barbecue catering and full-service catering. We use our expertise to do it your way. Full menu available, from elegant to budget packages. Quotes by telephone, 223-3868. We accept credit cards and have a no-interest, no-charge payment plan. We have a minister, officiant, photographer on staff and are endorsed by the Professional Wedding Association. Mesquite Barbecue and Catering Service, 530-223-3868. Give us a call. You won't be sorry.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome to, wow, welcome to Lake Shasta. It's Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR1460. And are you with us, Bob?
You're back, Linda.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Hey, right here on Lake Shasta here with, on a houseboat, provided of course by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. The phone number there is 238-2383. I can't say enough about it. It's beautiful out here today. Absolutely beautiful. And if you haven't done something out here, give them a call. Again, 238-2383. They've got a deal for, houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Just give them a call. This portion of the show.
I haven't done a jet ski either.
Well, we might have to do that today too. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, repairs, maintenance, keep your house cool or warm via Alliance Heating and Air. They are going to be very professional. They do outstanding work. We can tell you that we've worked and had Alliance Heating and Air out at our house to do maintenance on our air conditioning systems, and they are just absolutely great. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Okay, well, you know, we like to, of course, cover, political things that are happening throughout the world, but this is something that was brought to our attention this morning that we thought was interesting. The article goes like this. After a bomb killed Ho Van Thanh's wife and two of his sons during the Vietnam War, Ho took his one-year-old son into the jungle and never came back. That was 40 years ago. On Wednesday, officials carried the two-week-to-move 82-year-old away from the treehouse he and his son had been living in. Ho and his son, Ho Van Lang, now 42, have spent the intervening years hunting and subsidizing both wild plants and cassava roots and corn and sugarcane grown on their own nearly 2.5-acre field. The men wore loincloths made of bark. Though the elder Ho still had his military uniform pants folded neatly in the treehouse, which sat about 16 feet off the ground alongside a small red jacket his son once wore. His son knew a few words, and his father has fallen out of the habit of speech. Through time, so live reports were found that villagers who were searching for firewood and alerted authorities, their existence apparently wasn't entirely unknown. Ho's youngest son, who was newborn when they disappeared, found the two more than two decades ago, but couldn't persuade them to accept him or rejoin society despite his annual gifts of salt and oil. Amazingly, they're not the only family to have lived in isolation for 40 years.
I can't imagine living in isolation for in today's society when you have, I guess you could come out here on the lake in the houseboat and you wouldn't have to deal with people. I can understand that. And being isolated for 40 years and living in a tree. I'm not sure about the loincloths made of bark. I'm just not sure of that.
I don't know. It had to be soaked regularly. I guess to have soft bark or how do you?
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that about that. Just the thought of it is, anyway. Hey, how much money do you make on your job, my friends? How much money do you make on your job? And how much do they pay you? Okay. If you're doing special work, do they give you time and a half? Well, how would you like to have this problem? And I usually don't talk about this, except for this group I will, because, it's near and dear to my heart. Have you seen the movie Expendables? Expendables 1 and 2. Okay, Sylvester Stallone put this together, and he put together all these over 50 years of age action figures. Maybe Jason Strahan's not that old, but... And, Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Jet Li, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Chuck Norris. I mean, they're all in this. Well, they're getting ready and this thing is just, people just are flocking to this movie. It's making, it makes lots of money. So on this next one, he's going to Expendables 3.
Oh yeah.
And there's all types of rumors, but there's trouble in Happy Valley here. Bruce Willis, who is a buddy of Stallone's, in fact, he, Schwarzenegger, and Willis put together the Hard Rock Cafe chain. Well, it seems like Willis says, "Yeah, I'll do this," but it means I have to work 4 days in Bulgaria. Stallone goes, "Yeah, it's 4 days in Bulgaria, four continuous days in Bulgaria, I'm going to pay you $3 million." And Willis goes, "That's not enough. I want $1 million a day to do this movie." Now, Bruce Willis, who comes across as being the everyman on TV, on screen, right? He's kind of that guy, balding guy, and he gets in in these things. He won't do this movie unless he's paid $4 million, $1 million a day. Stallone then at that point tweeted out, "Well, that's not going to happen." He says, "You're going to get $3 million or you're out." So he's out. So he said that he was lazy and money hungry. Well, so to replace him though, Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's coming in, and they're talking about, and that maybe the, is the chance of something like Mel Gibson to direct it. There's that's there too. You know, so this type of thing is. But the bottom line on this is, you know what? I should have written to Stallone and said, hey, look, I'll do that 4 days for $2 million. Anyway, hey, look, when we get back, we're going to have, we got a guest, I think it's on his way here on a boat, to reach us. And, if not, we've got a lot of things to talk about for the rest of this morning. Again, we're out on the lake at Mount Shasta in a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. Give them a call, 238-2383, or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We've already been warned to be careful traveling anywhere overseas. Now the U.S. says don't go to Pakistan after a new threat. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, a travel warning from the State Department says Americans in Pakistan could be at risk from a range of terrorist groups. Non-essential staff at the U.S. consulate in Lahore, Pakistan are also being evacuated and moved to the capital, Islamabad. That's apparently after a specific threat. This follows concerns about a possible Al-Qaeda attack, which led to the recent closure of U.S. consulates and embassies across the Middle East and North Africa. Dave.
Simon, the U.S. is holding talks with Russia.
It's no secret that we have experienced some challenging moments.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel meeting with their Russian counterparts in Washington. The latest snag over Russia giving asylum to Edward Snowden. Because of Snowden's leaks showing the U.S. monitors international communications, two big internet service providers in Germany say they will now encrypt their customers' emails by default. A Florida man's in trouble after he broke some bad news on Facebook. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave, Derek Medina Jr. is in jail in South Miami after posting a photo of his wife's dead body on his Facebook page.
Some things we can't explain. She was a beautiful woman also, his wife. They always had some problems.
Now, that's his father. Police say Medina shot his wife Jennifer to death. They had a rough marriage, apparently. It began in 2010, but they divorced and remarried each other since then. Medina posted not just the photo, but wrote his wife was beating him and that his Facebook friends would be hearing about him on the news. He's also a self-published author writing books on relationships, Dave.
Evan, the wildfire burning in the mountains of Southern California, now a quarter contained. It has burned down 26 homes. This man lost a boat and some trailers in Poppet Flats.
That's just stuff. What's important, I have with me my wife, and that's all that really matters.
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The story begins with tuberculosis, a disease that led Charles and Florence to move to the better climate of Kerrville, Texas. In other words, the story begins with bad news. But Florence had a knack for turning situations around, and to make ends meet, she opened a store. Her son, Howard, delivered the groceries, pulling his little wagon all over town. On Sunday afternoons, he visited area ranches. He vowed that one day he'd own a ranch where kids like him could play. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. That young Howard was my father. And today, 20,000 kids play in our free camps each year. Our story started with bad news, but bad news is never the final chapter in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
President Obama is about to go on vacation. Before he does, he'll hold an afternoon news conference. Could be asked about a lot of different things, including Obamacare. Nearly two-thirds of Americans in a new Fox News poll want changes. And when it comes to how the health care law is being implemented, 57% call it a joke.
Republicans are more than three times as likely as Democrats to call it a joke. Still, a quarter of Democrats, 25%, agree with the statement that Obamacare, the way it's being carried out, is a joke.
Fox polling director Dana Blanton. There are new lawsuits after an airline's crash landing in San Francisco.
Several families from the Bay Area alleging Boeing should have done more to prevent the crash and that it played a role in the poor training of the pilots of the Asiana Airlines 777. The crash last month left three passengers dead and dozens injured. Meanwhile, Asiana is posting a $72 million loss for the last quarter. Its cargo division shipped fewer South Korean TVs and auto parts, but the airline also said threats by North Korea deterred some tourists from going to South Korea. The San Francisco crash is expected to hit its balance sheet this quarter. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Actress Karen Black has died.
She appeared in more than 100 films. Her breakout role, 1969's Easy Rider, got her cast as waitress Rayette DePesto in five Easy Pieces, earning actress Karen Black an Oscar nomination and a Golden Globe.
I'll do anything that you like for me to do.
That role Black nearly missed out on because she was too smart, enrolling at Northwestern University at 15. Director Alfred Hitchcock liked to quiz her on vocabulary, never could stump her. Black also a Grammy nominee for songs she wrote and performed in the movie Nashville. Karen Black was battling cancer, died from complications at 74. Jane Nutzler, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, a sell-off is underway. The Dow's down 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. If you didn't hear that, that was Eight Bells as we are out here on the Lake Shasta. Carl Lindebot, good morning. We're out here on Lake Shasta on a houseboat, of course, provided by our friends from Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. And it is, it's beautiful out here. The houseboat is, I've lived in worse places than on this houseboat. I tell you, it's absolutely fabulous. You know, as we do every morning, Monday through Friday, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets have turned more negative at this point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 103 at 15,395. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1695, and the NASDAQ is down 11 at 3658. Active stocks this morning include Micron Technology up 37 cents at 1434. Nokia is up 5 cents at $4.18. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 1 cent at $17.99, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 28 cents at $45.11. In the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, bringing the 10-year Treasury bond yield up to 2.60%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.78 at $105.18. Gold is down $1.20 at $1,308.70, and silver is up 15 cents at $20.35. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You need help finding your way through Wall Street, and they are the ones to do it. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561, or head on down and Park Marina Drive to their offices. Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, what's the weather today, honey?
All right. It looks like we're about 65 degrees right now. We're out on the lake right now. It's beautiful, as Carl said here, with our wonderful houseboat from Holiday Harbor. Looks like we're going to have a partly cloudy day. 90 degrees is the forecast as far as our highs, 57 tonight. Tomorrow looks like, well, we love this weather. Tomorrow is 88, partly cloudy again with temperatures lowering around 64. Sunday, we're up to 93 with a clear day, temperatures around 64. Mondays, 95, a high and low of 66. So we have some great forecast weather to be outside. Come down and visit us here at Holiday Harbor. We are going to be coming back to the marina around 10:30. Love to say hi. Come take a little tour of our boat. And we'll be going to be out again tomorrow and come out and see us. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, love being on a houseboat, but I'll tell you one thing. I need to go home and I need to be in my my mattress tonight. I need to be on my mattress tonight and get that great night's sleep that we've been getting lately since we've been in our Sleep Number mattress.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, as good as it is out here, you know, everybody needs a good night's sleep. And the way you do that is to find the right mattress for you. And that's the basic part of it. And our Sleep Number mattresses feature a dual air technology. And that means either side can be at that number. Our sleep number. And mine is 35. It's a little more comfy for me. And yours is?
I've been at 45.
Yeah, and
it's 45, and I'm liking it.
That's right. And you know, you're only going to find Sleep Number beds at Sleep Number stores and queen mattresses, which are, you know, good size. And again, they start at $6.99, but again, it's a dual air technology. So each side of the bed can do their own, have their own numbers there. So you can sleep better. And frankly, since we've had the Sleep Number bed, we have slept a lot better.
And we talk about it at dinner parties.
And other people have it. You know, Trish was on the show yesterday. She's had hers for 20 years. She's had hers for 20 years and never had a problem with it. Now, they come with a guarantee, a lifetime guarantee.
Made in America.
That's the other thing too. Made in America. The professionalism of the company to come in and put it in with our shop right here in town, our Sleep Number shop right here in town, located in the Target Shopping Center. It's next to the Vitamin Shop, but it's more than that. Is they have special financing on their latest innovations with our Sleep Number store here. Plus, you get free home delivery on select beds.
Well, go check them out and make sure, tell them that Carla and Linda sent you, because we want them to know that you were listening and I'm telling you right now, your mattress is one of the biggest investments that you can make in you, in your health, in your well-being, and how you face the day, each day, is how you sleep the night before. So go check out, only you can get a Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store.
That's right. Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. And you know what? You know, being out here in the lake today, this is the first place. We'll do live shows and remotes from a lot of different places, and we have before. But this is the first time that we've ever been on a boat sitting out in the middle of Lake Shasta. And, you know, it's a absolutely, of course, perfect platform for this. You know, and when they said, hey, what do you think about doing that? We didn't have to think twice about coming out here. We're having our mini staycation on the lake with Holiday, provided by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Facebook, if you watch Fox News, because there's going to be a huge shakeup there. You know, one of the things we want to talk about too is what's happening on August 20th with the city council. It's very important, my friends, that you understand that all the things that are happening on August 20th, in the sense of rate raises, homes for REU, all of this, that will have an impact on all of us. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio from the middle of Lake Shasta.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility. REU. We're here for you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:15 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition, not only does it have an in-store deli, which is just outstanding food, they have Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They're North State's nutrition experts. Located at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call, 244-9141. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And, you know, we talk about, we believe in the Second Amendment. We're really big on that. And we've got a great story that came across our desk this morning about the gun advocates that are celebrating Appreciation Day for Starbucks.
Yeah, they're holding a Starbucks Appreciation Day because it celebrates the ability to carry weapons in the store. Starbucks policy is, and it's, you know what, and this is a common sense policy, of course, is that our stores are gathering places for the communities we serve. They said in a statement, and they respect the diversity of their customers, and we abide by laws that permit open carry. However, when the laws don't exist, open carry in Starbucks is prohibited. So, where there's states where you can have an open carry, Starbucks is saying, hey, we're just obeying the laws here. And it's not bad. It's not crazy. It's just that, it's just the law. So I find this really interesting that we do this. So supposedly, all over the nation on today is to celebrate the chain's open policy. Anyway, you don't see that too often. That's for sure. Because most people, you know, they start getting really hinky about this, about weapons and the ability to have them, to carry them, and all of this. When we left, we wanted to talk a little bit about August 20th City Council meeting. We had Rod Dinger, who heads up facilities. He's got the airport, and we talked about the travel bank where they're gathering $1 million in pledges to help bring in another airline right here to Reading, we need another airline. We need another carrier coming here that gives us direct flights to LA and not just San Francisco, because San Francisco is always, in my opinion, it's always a, it's a bet whether you're going to have the plane come in or the plane go there. So having one to LA would be great. So we talked about, but we also thought that he also does solid waste management, in charge of that, and how that the, they're asking for rates to increase 3%. Well, we talk about increasing 3% or maybe a little bit over 3%. But the bottom line on that is that it's going in front of the city council, I believe he said August 20th, but it's going to be a number of other races that are happening there. Plus they're talking about a new home for REU. And what's on the paper the other day, it said that they were discussing, this, not just maybe a leasing, but buying of it. The question is how much is going to be spent on the new home, the location of it, and how much do we want to get, how much is this going to set us back? REU, of course, has its own rates. And frankly, we just got our electric bill today or yesterday. And it is the largest electric bill that we've ever had, ever, in 5 or 6 years. And well, you know what?
Was it 116 where we got socked in that we just thought we had company and we thought –
We were running air conditioners for 24 hours a day when your parents are here, but still, I mean, my goodness, and we were running so many watts, but I'm looking at it thinking to myself, we have other friends that are getting bills that are this way. And again, REU is somewhat lower bills because we have friends in PG&E country that every month it's $1,000 or close to that for their electricity bills. But the bottom line is that on, August 20th is the time to find out what's happening in City Council and find out how much is this going to be costing us on rate increases.
Well, you're right. This year, we have been in this house going on 6 years, and this is the most expensive bill we've ever had this last month.
Yeah.
Last month was the most expensive.
Until this month
is the most expensive.
I hope next month won't be the most expensive month.
So we're like,
we're trying to set new records here, it appears. But at least in September it starts cooling down a little bit.
We had this argument. I'd be curious. Please, love to hear. Okay, here's the argument. If you leave a light on it for an hour, you're in and out of a room. You're laughing because we talked about this last.
This is
not. If you go in and out of a room, do you turn your? Does it suck more wattage if you turn the light bulb on and off, or if you just leave it on for? I hear because Bob is going to tell us. If you just leave it on, like say you're going in and out of the kitchen, and I got to go back in the kitchen, you turn it off, on, off, on, or do you leave it on for an hour?
Generally, it's a demand thing. There's no surge or anything associated with light bulbs. So yes, it's drawing power when it's on and it's not drawing power when it's off. There's no surge or anything.
So you have to turn it off. As soon as you leave the room, turn it off.
Yes.
And when you turn it on, it's not going, shit, it doesn't suck.
Yeah. That's right. Stress right
the
down.
Cost of it sucks.
Yeah.
But the electricity doesn't suck.
Oh, all right, we got to take. So he was like, turn the lights off in every room of the house.
I follow you around. Click, click, click.
Sounds like
click,
my grandfather
click.
Who was the coal miner from Iowa, but okay.
Okay. All right. Anyway, this on August 20th is something to be, you might be one paying attention to. We're going to be talking a lot more about it, of course, in the next week or two. Probably have a couple people on from the city council, maybe even from the staff to talk about these rate increases and what you can do. And I think we also need to do is have some people on talk about what you can do to save money because obviously we have done something wrong here.
And we have a new system, in one of the parts of that. We have two air conditioning units because this house was added on several times before we moved in. So we have two systems. And when it's 116, I'm sorry, but you want to be comfortable at nighttime. And one of the systems we do run at nighttime down into the lower 70s.
We do, but it's in a smaller area. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We've got a lot of things to talk about still, about what's happening in happening in our world, in our state, in the country. Maybe things that you haven't heard yet. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We are on Lake Shasta in a houseboat, and we are having a great time. It is absolutely beautiful out here.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're here live at Holiday Harbor on a Holiday Harbor boat in the beautiful at Lake Shasta. We're having our staycation here. And Carl, this is we've got the whole gang around us right now, including the owner of Holiday Harbor, Steve Berry. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. So, you know what, Steve, this is spectacular out here. You know, here we've been living here 6 years, and I think the only time I've been on Lake Shasta was when in a small boat, with our friends, Rick and Pam Hill, out here being towed around, bouncing around I've been on large ships and I've lived on boats before, but this one is, I could live on this boat here.
Well, for a while I have lived on this, on one of these boats. So it is. It's very, very comfortable out here. It's as if you have your own, your own little cottage right out on the lake.
Floating houseboat. There you go. True. It's so true.
We've gotten to know you over this past, few months, really, Steve. Let's talk a little bit about you. You're a Vietnam veteran.
That's correct.
And, and you're originally from New York, because we were talking about that.
Grew up on Long Island Sound. That's right. You bet.
Steve's got some sayings that we can't use today, that he says comes from that area. Yeah. But, the question is how do you get into how do you own a marina? Because you've had this for a while.
Well, first of all, you have to be brain dead.
How do you make $1 million in radio? First, you start with $3 million.
Right.
There you go.
That's exactly. I've made a small fortune in this business out of a very large one. Actually, we got into the business as an as a result of an investment we did for quite a few of our clients at the time. We were in the investment management business. When we finally settled the deal, got them in, it worked well for them. I came up here for a year, supposedly, just to check out the business. And after 1 year, I decided I didn't want to go back to the Bay Area, and I sold all my three-piece suits and have been up here for 33 years.
33 years on this. And I tell you what, you know what? I spent, you know, 30 years in the Marine Corps on this. And people say, well, how can you stay 30 years? And it's kind of like, well, okay, it's just happened. But I can see kind of like here, I mean, this is absolutely beautiful out here. We're sitting out here in the middle of this lake. And I mean, to come to this every morning has, you know, I can see where it could just kind of like keep you here.
It's not hard to do. No.
And I'm sure with any business, and we'll talk about this when we come back at the break, if you don't mind, the trials and the tribulations of what it is to have a marina, Lake Shasta, with the water coming up and the water going down, but faithful people, like you, right now you've really got a lot of your boats, most of your boats are reserved, that's like good news, jump up and down, good news. For people who've never, maybe they've never done a houseboat, really what is it that makes people keep coming back? I'm sure it's the service, but there's more about Lake Shasta and maybe some facts, some things we'll talk about when we get back.
Great. Love to do it.
Because you've had, this here is, I mean, the boat we're on right now is one that you built yourself, right? I mean,
that's
you all
correct.
Build all your boats
yes.
there.
Yes.
And of course, the way that Santos is driving, you may have to repair part of this, as we're
getting a little
back.
Rocky out here.
Yeah.
The Colonel signed for it.
Let's just go right over our own wake. Why
is this
not?
Under my card? Yeah. Okay. I have a question to ask about that. It's, you know, Steve Barry's here with us. He's the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, and we're out here in the middle of Lake Shasta doing a remote. And I tell you what, I don't know if anybody else has done this one, but we are. And I think it's coming across. But this is just what technology can do for you, and also, well, it can do for you and to you. All right, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of things, but mainly about what a great time you're going to have out here and a lot of things that happens on the lake and things that you need to know. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. A big wildfire in Southern California destroying at least 26 homes. This evacuee leaving his home in Snow Creek Village.
If things happen, they happen. That's, you know, unfortunately, like other people up here on the top, that's sad. But we're ready.
That fire now 25% contained, about 90 miles from Los Angeles. A possible terrorist threat triggering a government warning for Americans not to travel to Pakistan. Most U.S. embassy employees being evacuated.
This comes just days after the U.S. Air Force carried out an ordered departure of 70 Americans from the embassy in Yemen. The State Department says this is a separate threat from the one that led to the closure of the 19 U.S. diplomatic missions across the Middle East and Africa.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. 16 workers at a county garage in New Jersey, holding one of three winning Powerball tickets from Wednesday night's big jackpot. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. This is Heather Wiley, Shasta College.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. We're in the middle of Lake Shasta right now on a houseboat kindly provided by a Holiday Harbor, and we have the owner here with us, but we've got a couple of things we want to talk about, and one of them is that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. The guys down at Cypress Square Barbershop, DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. Discounts for veterans and discounts for seniors, which, of course, Bad Bob falls into both of those. They give him a special beard cut. In fact, though, if you haven't seen Bad Bob lately, he hasn't got a beard. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Yeah, it's even a more of a discount there because they don't have to kind of watch it. Because that beard was lively at times. I could swear it was moving on his face twice. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Steve Berry from Holiday Harbor, the owner and the man that's kept this place going here for what now, 33 years?
33 seasons. Started 33 seasons. In 81. Yeah.
Seasons. I like that. Before we took a break, Steve, we were talking about some statistics with Shasta and what it happens with when the lake goes up and down. And where are we right now?
We're at about 90 feet down. On this particular, I'm not sure. I didn't check it first thing this morning, but it's about 90 feet down.
Well, we'll say from being from the perspective of being on the boat that when you're driving through, you think, oh boy, you could see the banks. Well, when you get on the boat where we are right now, it's so beautiful, but you don't think of the banks. You see the lake and the beautiful sky, I mean, the sun rising, and all of a sudden you don't see the bank. So that's a beautiful thing. How far down is a danger point?
Oh, there really isn't a true danger point because for the most part, the low sections on the lake are marked off by all of the resorts. They participate along with the U.S. Forest Service in marking those spots that will come up eventually. If you go down to 90 feet or you go down to 110 feet, regardless, you're still going to have some markings. There are occasionally spots that we might have missed, but very seldom.
And you, it's like that with any lake. And even when the lake is full, you can't just, you've got to know where you're at over here.
Oh, it's always best. Just stay in the main channel until you start to go into shore, and then you just power down and drift into whatever area you're going into. You won't run into any trouble at all.
I've drifted several times, but it had nothing to do with powering down. Steve, when we, I see these things, stickers about keep Shasta full on all of your boats.
Right. Keep Shasta Full is an organization, www.keepshastafull.org. It's an organization that was started in 2009. It's an organization started by my son, who was in the advertising business. He saw the stickers that said Keep Tahoe Blue.
Yes.
And he did a little takeoff on that because having grown up on this lake, he realized that if people would conserve more water, we'd do a lot better. And people are. They're starting to conserve a lot more water. Friends of mine that are farmers in the Delta, they are conserving like crazy down there. The rice farmers, all of them, they're really working hard at keeping Shasta full. Because you could go more than 1 year in a drought. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think we've said, we've seen it like 2 or 3 years in a row that there's droughts. And so if everybody, you know, and cause we looked, you know, we were just talking about our electric bill had just gone, you know, the highest electric bill we've ever had. But I'm looking at the water usage too. And it looks like we're, you know, that this is something I'm going to have to dial back, some of the sprinklers because we don't need that much to use that much water. And I think if everybody could just take another look, we wouldn't have as much of a, we might have another 10 feet here.
We could have, if people are a little more conservative, then everybody could share in the water. And there are a lot of people that aren't getting water this year, and it's going to hurt them. It's unfortunate, but that's the life of being in the farm business is that occasionally you don't get what you need. Hopefully this winter it'll come back. It has many, many times. This lake can fill up. It filled up in 1977 from 232 feet down to full pool in one winter. That's a lot of rain.
Wow. It's 232 feet down, which has got to be that a record?
That's the
record.
Lowest level.
230 feet down.
Right.
And then from there it went to, it filled up in, just that one winter there from all the rain and snow and everything we had.
That's correct.
Wow. That is a lot. That is a lot of rain. And we're supposed to be getting thunderstorms, I think, today in different parts that might help. Or, up in the other, up northern.
Any rain you get in the north is terrific. We need it.
So, Steve, tell us, you've got families that keep it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd love to hear some heartwarming stories. Maybe you just have a few off your cuff that would be of families that return year after year. I mean, we know why we'll be coming back. We also feel like it's a great place if you're going to team build organizations that come out with their companies or families because you're in one place. You can't go anywhere. Let's talk. Let's visit.
Let's build this team.
Let's eat.
Or
let's
in
drink.
This today.
I'd love to hear if you have a couple stories to share with us when we get back. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
You want to talk about the Lake 102, about the new
day? A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Element's is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Check out our new menu along with our new River Club discounts. Element's Restaurant, only at Wind River Resort and Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Play high-stakes Indian Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play Bingo's Make and Paper session on Sunday, August 25th. 20-game marathon regular games pay $11.99. Paper $35. Electronic $100. We're the only place in town to offer a free breakfast buffet with your Bingo buy-in every last Sunday of the month. Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Play in our 20-game marathon on August 25th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
To the right. Oh, we're live.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, you know, that happens. That's when Bob is waving at us. Well, that usually means we're live here. We're live here on Lake Shasta, though.
Well, and actually, there's a boat coming our way, so we're like, to the right. Anyway.
You know, I frankly think that, you know, if the length is huge and two little boats, we ought to be able to avoid each other, right? And that's happening. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned, family operated Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane. I want to remind everybody of just a couple things. One is the Wall of Remembrance, the wall that was brought in here and sponsored by the Mojo AmVets Post number 4 is here out at Big League Dreams. They're going to have their opening ceremony at 9 o'clock. Today, it's going to be here today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And they're having a special candlelight visual for Specialist Burley, a Red Bluff native who was killed in Afghanistan on July 30th. His services are going to, he's coming back in on Monday down in Sacramento. He'll be interred down in the Sacramento area later on this week, or later on next week. But tonight, the Gulf War and Terrorism Wall, and it starts as from Beirut up to and including today, with names and different types of memorials right there. So again, the Wall of Remembrance, Big League Dreams, starts at 9 o'clock this morning with opening ceremonies, 8:30 tonight, a candlelight vigil. The other thing is that at 9 o'clock with Outside the Wire, we're having a group of psychics and seers from the Reading Holistic Psychic Arts and Crafts Fair. That's going to be tomorrow at the Wind River Casino from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Linda?
Holistic Fair.
Okay,
I love that.
Whatever I say.
Hey, you know what? We're having our little staycation on the lake here with our Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. We're on a fabulous boat with owner Steve Berry and the gang here from KCNR 1460. Steve, before we took a break, we were asking, you know, what kind of off-the-cuff great stories do you have that you can think of that would be why people keep coming back?
There's so many of them. I'm trying to rack my brain for something that would really be to give you an idea of what the lake is all about. But it just seems that now I'm starting to see the children bring their children up to the lake. In other words, these are the same kids that would come up with their mom and dad, and they had lasting memories, And now they're coming back and they're bringing their children. And, it just, it warms my heart and it kills my back because I'm getting so old.
Oh, you know what? We've had that, I'm sure you and I both had that special birthday, Steve. But you're right. No, we know people that are here, they have businesses right here in the North State, and they started because their parents brought them up here on Lake Shasta, and they spent the week here on a houseboat. And they just, I mean, we have, I mean, it's not just one person I've run into. I've run into three or four. And if that's just running into them, what the number must be because they came up here, had such a great time and realized what a great place
this is. They wanted to make their home here.
Absolutely. They, anytime I'm out, away from, Shasta and Redding, I simply, people will ask me where I'm from and I say Shasta Lake. And immediately the first reaction is, oh, that's the greatest vacation I ever had. So from our standpoint, we get them year after year after year. I have customers that have been coming as long as I've owned the marina. So it's, you know, you just can't wait for them to come back. And they come with a terrific attitude and they leave with, you know, in kind of a paradise paralysis mode.
I like paradise paralysis. Ooh, that's
what we talked about on the way down to the Holiday Harbor this day. Is Linda says, just picture is that there's families coming down here right now, and this is where they spend their vacation is right here. You know, they get that 7 days that they can get off from work, and so what do? They run down here from wherever, I mean, from all over, and to get on one of your houseboats. It's great.
Now I want to say that tomorrow I challenge all of you that are listening. I'm coming out tomorrow and I'm going to do, for the first time in my life, I hope you have some available. I just thought about that. I want to rent a jet ski. Never been on a jet ski. Okay, you know why? I'll tell you what. You know, I grew up and I did a lot of athletics, but then when I started getting into show business, you had to sign contracts that you wouldn't do anything that was weird and wacky in case you got injured. So there was a lot of things I didn't do. I skied a little bit, but not much. But, you know, and not that that's going to be dangerous. But I've never been on a jet ski. I have to experience that.
Well, I think we can get you on a jet ski tomorrow.
Well, now, are you Carl's going to be behind me or next
to me?
Well,
I tell you what, the last time I rode behind you was on a
snowmobile,
and I will never do that again.
Last year?
It was, anyway. Steve, I want to talk to you about, we're going to take a quick break. I want to get a couple minutes, with you though about the raising of the dam here. And, an 18-foot rise on the dam and what that could do to all the businesses out here. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We are in the middle of Lake Shasta on a houseboat, provided by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. And we have the owner here with us. We're going to talk about the impact on raising the dam. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. We are in the middle of the lake, of Lake Shasta, and we're in a houseboat provided by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We're out here with our staff that works with us, Santos and Savannah and Bob and Brenda. And, we're just having, it's a great time out here. We're here with Steve Barry, who is the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We've been talking about a number of different things, but Steve, the impact on raising the dam 18 feet up here.
Well, first of all, every resort on the lake, will be required to have to move their facilities somewhere. And many of us are in areas where it's difficult as it is right now, but it'll be even more difficult when they raise it 18 feet. And that's every resort, including Bridge Bay, Jones Valley, Silverthorne. We're all in the same boat, so
right,
to speak.
I understand there's going to be roads. They're going to have to move I-5. This thing is not, this isn't just a little thing, putting 18 feet on a dam. People's homes are going to be gone, some of the Native American tribal lands, and it's going to be covering a lot of stuff.
It's huge. The amount of work infrastructure that they're going to have to do is, they talk in the billions, but every time they have, every time the government does anything, the budget is always overrun. And in this case, it could be huge.
Well, they're talking, because it's like they've got $100 million set aside, but that, I just can't see them doing something like that, watching the government work. $100 million for a dam and all of the other things they're going to have to do around the periphery here with the roads, bridges, you all, everything.
I can't even imagine that they could build an extension, 18-foot extension. Forget about everything else for $100 million.
I can't understand where they got that number from. It was somebody that was sitting there and just, it was happy hour in D.C., and after like four or five, jacks, I bet I could build that dam for $100 million. Yeah, okay, that's a good number.
Yeah, we know in Washington they don't do numbers well. So,
yeah, as we've found out.
Yes.
Okay, Steve, this is, I don't know, is this a done deal? Are they still talking about
it? They've put in the money now to increase or at least to go through to get to the point where they have an EIS presentable to the public. But basically what you've got is bureaucrats that are continuing to have a job. They keep pushing these forward. But my question to them all is, where is the money going to come from? And that's a big deal.
Yeah, not only where the money's coming from, because we're in this thing where, $100 million, but everybody knows that if they can't do it for that. So the environmental impact statement on all of us, the impact it has on Northern California, because we need more water, which is absolutely true, but let's at least have a plan that works and not something that is just pulled out of the air. We're in the middle of that right now.
Right. I just don't see that it's possible for them, first of all, to utilize that 18 feet, when in most years, full pool is never reached. And in the last 33 years, I can only remember maybe six times where we went to full pool.
Okay. Our guest is Steve Barry, the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. Let's, you know what? We've got just a couple minutes left. You know, people can come down here. We talk about the staycation on the lake with you all. And it's not just houseboats, but it's ski boats and jet skis. And you've got special deals for that.
Special package deals.
Absolutely. We've got, a tag-along discount, what we call a tag-along discount. Not only are our prices, extremely competitive, and we have been giving discounts in these tough times, but we also give discounts for any small boat rentals, ski boats, patio boats, and our jet skis. So that's a 15% discount. So it makes for a great vacation.
Wow.
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's the first time we've been on a houseboat out here, and I can't say enough about it. And the they're made here, built by you all. The staff here is outstanding and friendly, and it looks like it's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful time today.
Thank you for the hard work that you do and putting the attention into the detail.
Well, it we want people to keep coming back, and most of the people today will talk about it. They like to come up to Shasta Lake and unplug. They want to get away from the digital world and all of the information that's coming at them, and they come out here and they actually, excuse me, get to talk to their children.
Well, yeah, right. You know what? That is so true. But here we are in the middle of the lake. We have our umbilical cord of wireless here. We're running this off of a Skype run from computer to computer, and it's working wonderfully. So, but I can understand that. I mean, just finding a way to turn this off, turn your telephones off and your iPads and all that, and just, talk to your family. Yeah. Actually converse and have a family meal like that.
Yeah. It's an old time, habit of verbal communication. Mm. We're actually going to get back to that, or need to get back to that.
Yeah. Definitely need to get back to that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Our guest has been Steve Barry from, Holiday Harbor, the owner of Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We're just having a great time. If you want to find something to do this summer, and we have staycations here, and he's got packages that fits every budget. I want to remind everybody one more time about the Wall of Remembrance. They're going to have the opening ceremonies at, just a few minutes here, out of Big League Dreams, but it's going to be there all weekend long from the 9th through the 11th. And tonight at 8:30, we're having the candlelight vigil for the young man from Red Bluff who was killed in action in Afghanistan. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Linda,
it's been a lot of fun, and we'll be also checking in with all of you tomorrow on our local shows. Please come by and see us, because we're going to be tomorrow at 10 o'clock here back at the Holiday Harbor. Come and see us.
You know, I just remember, and this is a good day, but remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys. We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Come down and see us.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He thought he was going to blow up a Fed building. A man caught in a sting operation, just sentenced in New York, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
22-year-old Kwasi Nafis, an admitted terrorist from Bangladesh, pled guilty earlier this year to a plot to blow up a van last October loaded with what he thought was 1,000 pounds of explosives outside the Fed Reserve Bank in Lower Manhattan. Investigators say Nafis, who worked on behalf of Al-Qaeda, used a cell phone as a detonator, but it was all fake and part of an undercover sting. Nafis later told a judge, Dave, that he was sorry, but today gets 30 years in prison.
Jeff, an attempt to thaw our relations with Russia. Talks today in Washington. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live in D.C.
The president's decided not to attend a summit next month with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That came after the Russians gave asylum to NSA leaker Ed Snowden. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking before he meets with his Russian counterpart, admitting there's friction in the relationship.